Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are live. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. Obama has tough love message for African Americans. Now, again, when you read this, it's kind of insulting to me. Because this isn't just, again, being a sports hero or a rap star isn't exclusive to the quote-unquote African-American community. It is all over. It's pop culture, baby. I mean, if you go down in Mississippi, is it any worse for a white kid to have the same dream of being an athletic star or maybe instead of a rapper, a country star? And believe me, there are kids in Mississippi listening to the rap. It's all over the place. It's an old form of music now. It's been around almost 30 years. It's at its crescendo in pop culture. So a lot of this stuff is just totally mindless and totally insulting, in my opinion. We need a new mindset, as though he's part of the African-American community, folks. He's half white. His father had tons of money, tons of women. He was a polygamist. Okay, he had several wives all over. He traveled the world. He's an internationalist. He doesn't know what being a poor African-American is. He never knew that. Oh, I know, he was taken care of by his grandmother. He has such a hard luck story. He smoked meth. Oh, President Obama, we can relate to you on so many levels. We need a new mindset, a new set of attitudes, because one of the most durable and destructive legacies of discrimination is the way that we have internalized the sense of limitation. What? We have internalized a sense of limitation based on discrimination? I think that that's totally just condescending. How so many in our community have come to expect so little of ourselves? Sir, that's beyond the African-American community, unfortunately. Unfortunately, the world. Not even the world. You know, there are some go-getters out there. You see people in third world and second world nations really working, you know, 16, 18 hours a day to try to get somewhere in life, to try to take care of their family. Here, there's a sense of entitlement. It's not just black people. There's plenty of white people who are lazy out there that have a sense of entitlement. And we like that. See, that's what he doesn't tell you. The social engineers, his bosses, actually like you to be dependent on social services, dependent on the federal government, dependent on these programs. But see, now he's setting you up to get into a new kind of program, a community program, City Year, or some other AmeriCorps-type job. Obama had a packed ballroom at a Manhattan hotel that blacks need to recapture the spirit of civil rights movement of a half century ago to tackle problems and have struck African Americans disproportionately joblessness, spiraling health care costs, and HIV/AIDS. Well, maybe you shouldn't develop bioweapons that are race specific then. Huh? And not that you did it, your handlers, your bosses did it. But Obama, give me a break with this garbage. This is garbajo. The real civil rights movement is the Patriot Movement, is the 9/11 Truth Movement. We're the ones that want civil rights for all human beings. We don't like being discriminated against because we make $30,000 a year, or we make $15,000 a year, or we don't live in a nice house. We don't like being discriminated against because we're the little guy. It doesn't have anything to do with the color of your skin. Get it through your heads, people. This is a war not only on the poor, but the middle class and the upper middle class. All you yuppies out there, guess what? There ain't a place at the table for you either. Maybe 1 out of 10 of you will work in some kind of like slave CAO office or, you know, be a real important person over at the FEMA camps. Maybe. Maybe you will be able to take care of your family on the slave grid, a few of you. But believe me, your standard of living is going down with the rest of us that survived this mess. So, again, the real civil rights movement is the Patriot Movement, are the people that want more liberty, more freedom. They want the Constitution and Bill of Rights. They want less government. They want accountability. They don't want massive bailouts. That's a no-no. They don't want bankruptcies and bailouts of industries that are just going to be put into this grid, this North American Union grid, like Chrysler. We don't want that. We don't want health bills and climate change bills that are only going to tax and enslave us. We're against that, too. That's the real movement. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman sitting in. We're going to have Bob Dacey in studio in about 20 minutes. We're going to have Bob Chapman on at the top of the next hour with Bob Dacey riding shotgun. We're going to take some more calls and then hit some more news. Walmart needs industry support for green labels. We're going to get into Slave Mart with new slave labels that you can buy. That's right. The green movement is everywhere. And in the parking lots at Walmart now, I have to see, a parking space for a green automobile. It makes me want to throw up. All right. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi, Mr. Berman. I'm a long time, first time. I bought a blue guy. And, gold.
I gotta let you go. Your phone is just too bad, man. I'm sorry you held on for so long, but literally I heard every other word. I really apologize. Listen to the refeed. All right, let's go to D in Minnesota. D, you're online.
Hi, Jason. I saw your film, Loose Change and Fabled Enemies. They were good.
Oh, thank you.
I did see that book that Holdren wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That scares the hell out of me.
Talking about the eugenics book, right? Where he's basically talking about geoengineering and population control and sustainability.
They love
that word, sustainability. Yeah. And, this guy is, they put out a press release because we have a large audience. And when we expose somebody like this, there's a new press release out there that Obama's science czar. And personally, I'm just disturbed at the perception that we're using the term czar all over the place now. Our science czar does not support coercive population control, spokesman says. Who was it? One of Obama's other administrators is a member of the World Sustainable Society and calls for global governance. Gordon Brown is another member of this. It really seems like he's stacking up his administration for people who are pro-population control. I mean, you look at Catherine Sebelius, and she's one of these people that's been to Bilderberg the last couple of years, a total minion of the elites. Go ahead.
This attacking Iran stuff, I'm seeing stuff in the news that they're going to do it. That scares the hell out of me because that with the carbon tax is really, really going to just kill the economy.
Well, you know,
I
don't know if they're going to be able to have a hot, hard war in Iran without some kind of a provocateur, westernized false flag event. I really just don't see the support for it in this country. I mean, people have really curled back now that Obama's here on the fact that we need to get out of Afghanistan and Iraq, but we just lost more people in Afghanistan, more casualties in Afghanistan in half a month, really, than we have in any other month so far in the war. So there's obviously firefights going on there. There's obviously warfare taking place there. And I don't know if the American people are ready to go into Iran without something of a staged event. I thank you for the call, D. Craig in New Jersey. Craig, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, Craig. Hey.
Hey, this is actually Craig from We Are Change, New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
Just calling in and giving an account of what happened to us at the John Corzine Barack Obama rally yesterday.
Okay.
We had one of our members detained by New Jersey State Police for handing out DVDs.
What DVDs were you handing out? Obama Inception, I hope?
We put together a double disc of Endgame and the Obama Deception.
Excellent.
On one DVD. And
for this, he had to be detained by police.
Hand out, and he got grabbed up and escorted to his car. Before he got out, probably, I'd say 30 or 40 of them. And he was escorted off the property, and they tried to ram his car. And it was
Did they end up charging him with anything?
No, he was free to go. But, I mean, you know, he's a younger kid, so he was kind of totally taken aback and intimidated by the whole situation.
So he was a teenager or in his early 20s, and they decided to pick him out of the crowd of people that were handing out DVDs to try to make a point, and then they detained him illegally. But they ended up letting him go in the long run. They didn't like what he was doing.
Yeah, and what happened was there was probably, I'd say, 30 or 40 people that showed up to protest, and we were kind of cordoned off into a little free speech zone, well away from any crowds. We had our own dedicated unit of the New Jersey State Police division.
Well, sir, you're just lucky that you didn't get tased in the mouth or shot in the face, because that's the kind of country we live in, where the law enforcement are the authorities, they are the lords, they are the gods, they make split decisions when people like yourself try to go against the status quo. I mean, you're challenging Obama, sir, and, you know, if you don't like that little free speech area, you won't get none. We can just take you down to the jailhouse. And that's what they told your friend.
We had our video cameras, which is, in my opinion, the best weapon against tyranny ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Has it been posted on YouTube yet?
What's that?
Has it been posted on YouTube yet?
We should have it up by tonight or tomorrow morning. We have some issues with video transfer.
All right. Well, as soon as you do, send it over to Jason at Jason at LoseChange.com or Rob D. at, at Infowars.com. And, get it out to us. I'll play it on the Sunday show. I'm going to be sitting in for Alex for an hour and 15 minutes before I take off for my trip. I thank you for the call, man. Let's go to Dave in Oklahoma. Dave, you're online.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Jason. Just wanted to let you know, Prison Planet member, and certainly appreciate the great job that you and Alex are doing. I have a couple things I wanted to talk to you about. Mm-hmm. The first thing, the eugenics movement. Mm-hmm. I'm real concerned about this swine flu vaccination that they keep talking about.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about it, too, and I really think that they're going to try to institute it on an international level and forcibly inoculate people. It really looks like they're going to say everyone has to take it. You know, it's not a coincidence that I'm reading articles 2 months ago on the air where they say they're going to have 4.9 billion of these vaccines. 4.9 billion! You with me, Dave?
Yeah, it's a little more serious for me because I have children, and you know, researching the law up here in Oklahoma, I just found out that, you know, you don't have to succumb to the, you know, forced vaccines and inoculations under state law. It actually says that, you know, if you you know, object to on a religious or moral grounds, then you can, you know, avoid getting inoculated. But I'm real concerned about that. And if I can ask you two other things real quickly,
mm-hmm.
For your listeners commenting about, you know, getting the word out,
mm-hmm.
I think the best thing that we can do is just, we're winning the war. We're winning with the information war. We just have to open up people's eyes. And, you know, if they question the legality or, you know, the legitimate, argument that is being put forth, then show them where it is on the internet. Pull it up for them.
Exactly. Listen, you have to be Johnny on the spot with that information. And that's what's so great about some of these smartphones. I mean, technology is another tool out there that can be used to empower or enslave. I mean, we're talking about these Autobots and these, you know, robotics that have AI that are going to have military applications. And your iPhone is one of these things that can cause you to be slothful and lazy and just totally into pop culture. But your iPhone can also be something that you can look up something on YouTube and say, no, it's right here. Or pull up a PDF file off a government website and say, no, here's the bill. So, again, it's all how you use the tools that you're given.
And I think the in-game and the Obama deception are very powerful. Viewing parties are a necessity. And my last question is regarding, and this ties into eugenics as well, the water supply. I know one of your first callers was talking about all the chemicals. Do you think that we can ever get back to where we can get these pollutants out of our water supply?
We can certainly get less of them, number one.
Yeah.
We can certainly get less. And you know, if we made a concerted effort, I don't see why we couldn't get rid of them completely with filtration systems that would get rid of this stuff. But it's going – I mean, that's a very uphill battle. Most people are just in so much denial about that, they refuse to even acknowledge the subject because they don't like the fact that they're being poisoned on a daily basis, so they choose to ignore it and act like it doesn't exist. And a lot of people just kind of recoil from fear when you tell them, yeah, there's chloroform in the water and, you know, sodium fluoride and barium and all sorts of other terrible and mercury. So, you know, maybe we shouldn't be drinking or using that water supply. They don't want to hear it. Thank you for the call. Great points, Dave. Let's go to Daniel in Arkansas. Daniel, you're online.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good.
I just want to see if anybody is aware that there's an article on NSF.gov and the National Science Foundation. Titled Solar Cycle Linked to Global Climate. And it just says how the solar cycle, they've, you know, found out through research that it actually does cause climate change, but it only a small fraction of it compared to, like, what the humans are doing to the Earth, supposedly.
They're admitting to the sun cycle, but they're saying that man is still causing global warming. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, in one paragraph in the middle of the article, it mentions
That's what I like to call controlled opposition. What they'll do is they'll take something that is a fact, that the solar cycle does affect climate change. Again, we were once Pangea, folks. The Earth didn't always look this way. I'm sure the great deserts weren't always deserts, but none of us are around to see that gradual climate change. And it is the solar cycle. The solar cycle is the reason we're going into this different climate change. And you notice they changed it from global warming in the 80s and chlorofluorocarbons to carbon dioxide from the 80s to the 90s. It's all propaganda to control you, to tax you, to say you can't live here, or if you live here, you have to pay this amount. It's truly a eugenics program, and I encourage anybody that still believes in this farce of man-made global warming. By the way, I'm not saying that men can't create pollution. We obviously do that on a great level in many areas, and that is a concern. That is a concern. But go watch The Great Global Warming Swindle from the BBC. It's readily available on YouTube. It's readily available on Google Video. It will really open your eyes to the truth about what this whole thing is about. And thank you for the call. Trey in Texas. Trey, you're on the line. Yes, Trey. Let's go to, who are we on? Chris in Kentucky? Chris in Kentucky, you're on the line. Oh, he just hit. Roy in Indiana. Roy, you're on the line. Yes, Roy.
Yes. Jason, mm-hmm. I salute you, Alex Jones, and I take all you guys to bed with me. I take a headset, and I listen around the clock 24/7.
Well, thank you.
Now, with that said, I'm working with a man right now that has begun his campaign to replace Harry Reid as Nevada's U.S. Senator in 2010.
That's good. Harry Reid needs to be replaced. Hold on to the other side. I'll let you talk about that. We're going to go over some more calls. Some more news. Bob Dacey coming up in about 10 minutes. And then we got Chapman at the top of the hour. Alex Jones to be calling in. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in. Joining me now in studio is Bob Dacey. We're going to go back to Roy in Indiana in just a moment. First, I want to thank one of the great sponsors that helps make this show possible, helps us bring you PrisonPlanet.tv, helps us bring you, 20 new stories a day over at InfoWars.com. It's AcolaBlue.com. That's 1-800-691-6043, AcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O. And let me tell you, folks, this is the coolest water filtration system out there. Pulls the water from the air, reverse osmosis, clean tasting. You got a hot option, you got a cold option.
It's just the neatest thing out there. And the water is just great tasting. It's acolablue.com. 1-800-691-6043. And before we go back to callers, I want to say hello to Bob. What have you been up to these days, Bob? I'm not getting him in my mic. We got you.
You got me?
Yeah, all we got you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on here, Jason.
Ain't no problem.
I'm going to be riding shotgun. You can do all this stuff, and if I can think up something intelligent to say, I'll chime in. What have I been doing? Man, I am so. This recession has gotten me so busy, I cannot stand it. Mm-hmm. We have a new department in the hardware store. We are a distributor for eFoods, direct storable foods.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to do a shameless plug for my company. It's mm-hmm. Hardware Store Incorporated, Spicewood Springs Road at 183 in Northwest Austin. Area code 512-250-1591. We stock the eFoods Freedom Unit. We mm-hmm. stock the Grab and Go Pack. And we stock the 3-day responder. And you can buy it cheaper from us than you can over the internet.
Hey,
so
hey.
I have been extremely busy with my eFoods Direct Storable Foods Department at the hardware store. And, other than that, what I've been doing? Well, we got our own economic stimulus package back in March.
Mm-hmm.
We had a hailstorm, and because my store makes window screens, mm-hmm. we have been literally inundated with work. We're just drowning in it. But I can't thank Obama for that. I think it was Mother Nature.
And really? Are you sure? Because Bill Gates is patenting a device aimed at halting hurricanes right now.
Well, maybe he could mess up some more screens or something. Send some more hail around. the difference. This is an interesting comparison because. You know, the economic stimulus package, as we all know, is a crock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our economic stimulus package for the hardware store was real world. You had to take raw materials, which we purchase with capital,
mm-hmm.
and then with labor, we convert them into a product, which is a screen,
mm-hmm.
which we can sell in the open market to somebody who doesn't have to buy it from me, right?
You mean a product that's produced here in the United States, made here in the United States, and used by somebody here
right.
in the United States?
And I actually make them myself. I got me and one other guy make these things. And it's like, it's really...
You're not outsourcing to Indonesia.
No.
You promise.
I promise.
Okay.
I swear. I don't have any Indonesia.
Is that the simple truth?
The simple truth. No, that's the TV show. He's giving me a plug for the TV show. Yeah, my TV show has been off the air for a few months because they're remodeling the studio.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
I haven't been down there in a long time.
Well, they're remodeling the studio, so we're theoretically going to be back. Oh, by the way, the website's up. That's simpletruthonline.net.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to simpletruthonline.net. And watch some of our shows, which are archived here in the TV reports section.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
So that's what I've been doing. Also, I've been doing a lot with the evil firearms because I have a small gun department.
Uh-huh. Store.
Thank you, Lord Obama, for the tremendous gun sales that have happened since you got your phony election.
Well, you better watch out. Sotomayor, she's coming to town.
Oh, Sotomayor. I mean, she's great. I mean...
Well, you know what? We're gonna say let's save the Sotomayor stuff for the other.
Really?
This is a short segment.
Yeah.
So let's go back to a couple callers, but I want to get big time into. I mean, I've been watching some of these hearings. We've been taping them here. And where are the hard questions? Everybody wants to use that wise Latina woman quote, but there's just that's scratching the surface of somebody who's a council member of La Raza and somebody who writes America's Deadly Obsession, where it says, you know what? No guns for you.
Oh, come on. Come on, Jason. There's nothing wrong with being a member of the United Race Party.
Oh, yeah, of course. Roy in Indiana, you're back on the line, sir.
Yes, and thank you. The man that is running for the Senate seat in Nevada,
mm-hmm.
who purposely quit his job purposely to dethrone this Harry Reid.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me the ability to kind of put this out for him. So he gave me his personal home landline number. And so what I want to do is you email me, Jason, and then I'll send you the information, and then you guys can butt heads and see about an interview.
All right, well, you know what? Just email that to jason@infowars.com. That'll actually go to producer Jason Douglas, and him and Rob Dew will set it up. I thank you for the call, Roy. We are always looking for people to stand up and take part in the actual political process. You know, that's what organizations like Campaign for Liberty are about. You know, get a local council spot, run for Congress, become a state senator, or in this case, take on Harry Reid, who really just, you know, he talk about controlled opposition. What is this? We got Blue Monday in my ears right now? Jones, I don't know, buddy. I don't know. We'll be back after this. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're in studio with Bob Dacey and Bob Chapman. We'll have Bob and Bob at the top of the hour. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in. Riding shotgun is Bob Dacey, streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. We're going to go to Chris, John, Larry, and others in this long segment. But first, I want to talk about this process of confirming Judge Sotomayor. It looks like that is the process. I mean, there's really no debate. They use the same point over and over again, the wise Latina woman, the wise Latina woman. The false left-right paradigm then feeds into that. You know, you watch Rachel Maddow or you watch Keith Olbermann, and they over and over again make the point that that's what they're focusing on. But they're not focusing on the La Raza Council membership. They're not focusing on the Belizean Grove. And they're obviously not focusing on America's deadly obsession, where she says that we don't have the right to have guns.
Well, it's not just guns. What's her stance on abortion? Has she clarified that?
You know, I haven't watched all the hearings,
well,
so I couldn't tell you.
Well, she hasn't. I think she's been dancing around everything like they always do. I mean, it's a dog and pony show. The woman is an elitist shill, just like all the rest of them, and it's just for our entertainment. Mm. But the Second Amendment, I mean, what is that? We don't need that. Obama's president now.
Yeah, no, we have biomass eating robots. Why would we need firearms?
We don't need firearms.
We'll just send them in after the bad guys.
They might hurt the biomass-eating robots. You know? I mean, what's Sotomayor's position on the Second Amendment is, oh, yeah, I have friends who hunt. Mm-hmm. Isn't that people used to say, well, I know people that are black. Mm-hmm. Okay? Does that make me okay? You know, I have friends that hunt. Well, what does hunting have to do with the Second Amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
And not only that, you know, again, she tries to skirt the issue, but then she doesn't answer the question whatsoever. She just says, I have friends who hunt.
I mean,
doesn't mean she's in favor of that either.
Well, Jason, you're from New York, right?
Yeah.
Well, I would have to excuse you not knowing as much about hunting as people from Texas.
You would think that, but I have deer everywhere.
Deer?
Oh, my God. I've been in four different car accidents with deer. They're all over the place. It's big in upstate New York. All the city folk come up to the Catskill Mountains to shoot the deer. No, I've been around the whole dressing situation.
Oh, you did everything, huh?
Throw it on the back and... The whole night.
No, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting, dude.
Mm-hmm. No.
Nothing.
No.
The right of hunters to stalk and shoot Bambi shall not be infringed. I mean, where does it say that in the Constitution?
In fact, it doesn't. It actually reflects that the people are the militia, that they're the ones that are in charge of upholding the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Absolutely.
And if a government gets too tyrannical, they then have the right to rise up against that government.
I remember years ago, Susanna Hupp, whose parents were killed in the Colleen Lubies many years ago because she didn't have her gun in her purse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got concealed carry in Texas going. You know, she was in Lubies without her gun because it was illegal to have it, and her parents got blown up by this nut, right? Well, she was testifying before the U.S. Congress many years ago, right in front of Chuckie Schumer, my favorite then congressman, now senator. And she looked at him and she said, quote, I'm not going to be very popular in this room by saying this, but the Second Amendment has nothing to do with duck hunting. It's about people like me being able to protect ourselves from people like you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly right. And Chuckie was fuming. You could see the steam coming out of his ears. Now, that's what the Second Amendment is all about. And when Sotomayor says, I have friends who hunt, that is irrelevant to the Second Amendment, completely irrelevant.
You know, I told a little bit of this story earlier, but I had my landlord come over and change my dryer out, and he's with his son. His son's joining the military, and he pulls out one of those utility knives, you know, one of the ones that's going to be banned. It's a switchblade now. It's more than 4 inches. 8 out of 10 knives are now getting banned in this country. Just totally sick, totally disgusting, totally degrading. And I mention it to him, and he's well aware of it. He's like, it doesn't matter to me. Military's exempt. And I'm like, well, guess what? It matters to me. Why should the military even have knives that I'm not allowed to have?
Absolutely. And during the actual Revolutionary War, if you want to get down to just the statistics of it, the militia guys mostly carried rifles,
mm-hmm.
barrels that are rifle, more accurate. The guys in the British Army or whatnot, they carried a Brown Bess musket. It was a smoothbore musket. You pointed in a general direction, and if there was enough of you fired in the right spot, you hit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So the militia actually had better weapons than the regular army.
Yeah, that'll never be the case again.
Well, come on now. So why can't we?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I was making, you know, I talked to him about the XM-25 and the smart bullets and the technology that the military is openly using now. And I think that we've gone into such a technocracy, it would be impossible for the people ever to compete in a military sense. However, that doesn't say that we should just turn on our guns and bow down to our masters. We still have to, A, keep away the police state. We have to keep the military and the police separate. I mean, that's common, you know, posse comitatus is there for a reason. And as much as they try to tear down that idea, we have to keep upholding it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, another thing Sotomayor has said is that, you know, she has somebody or some relative of hers is in the NRA. Ooh, what is the NRA? I mean, all they do is promote shooting sports and things. They're pretty wimpy, really, if you really get right down to it on the real purpose of the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
They want to protect the hunters and the shooters. And every once in a while they'll say something nice about personal self-defense. But they're not real, real good about the real core meaning of the Second Amendment.
Well, that's why we support gunowners.org here at the Alex Jones Show. I was reading this article in the segment before. Walmart needs industry support for green labels. So now you can walk into your local Slave Mart and you'll be buying products with a nice little label that makes you feel better and say, oh, the carbon impact of this product isn't that much at all. Isn't it so good? What this really means is shoddier products for more money in a Slave Mart situation.
Green labels.
Green labels.
I hope they don't have the wrong kind of dye in green labels. I mean, no.
You know what? I'm sure they'll make them look really earthy, but they'll still be put together by Indonesian kids in some far-off third-world country.
Well, unless the Indonesian kids start to make more money than the kids they can find someplace else.
Well, that's really the point, isn't it? Isn't it to bring everybody to kind of second-world status? I mean, let's look at China as an example. You know, in the 80s, they got the Coca-Cola, they got the Levi's jeans, they got the McDonald's. You know, they westernized a little bit. Not much. They still had their one-child policies. They still had their police state. They still have their ultimate rulers, their dictatorship. The military are the police there. They still have that. But then you look at the United States, And what have we taken from their culture? Well, now it's, suddenly it's okay to have the military on or on the streets. Suddenly it's okay to have youth groups. Suddenly we're talking about bio and geoengineering. Suddenly we're talking about one-child policies.
What do you got against youth groups?
Oh, yeah. Youth brigades are always good when they're state-sponsored.
You know what I always said about teenagers? I hope I don't offend any teenagers, but teenagers are the dumbest people on the planet.
I disagree with you there. It wasn't so long ago.
I will tell you why teenagers are the dumbest people on the planet.
Okay.
Because a 10-year-old knows he doesn't know anything.
Uh-huh.
You know, he realizes it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a teenager doesn't know anything either, but he thinks he knows everything.
Well, I'm not going to...
Or he's some of the dumbest people on the planet.
I guess I'm not going to say I wasn't cocky and arrogant as a teenager, but I know plenty of middle-aged people I was smarter than even then.
Well,
and that was over a decade ago.
Well,
I'm going to be 30 in like 2 weeks.
Well, you're an exception to the rule.
Oh, exception to the rule.
Most teenagers are dumb because they think they're smart. And they
listen,
don't know
yeah, but the thing is that their parents, in most cases, are just as dumb, especially nowadays. They're like, look at my SUV. Let's take the example, you know, 5, 10 years ago. They're the ones driving this Eddie Bauer mobile, trying to be like socially acceptable at the soccer mom circles and over at the kids games and what's socially acceptable.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the latest sports team and the college game that was on last night and look at the bumper sticker I have or the pennant on my car.
Jason,
yes.
Jason, look. Kids sports can be relevant to current politics.
And how's that?
Because when I was younger and my kids were little, I was a soccer coach.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I had to carry with me when we went to tournaments, when we registered our kids to play in tournaments? I had to carry a folder on each kid, which included the kid's birth certificate.
Really?
Yeah, because you had to prove your kid was eligible to play in the league, because lots of parents would try to play their kid down and make them look good.
Yeah.
Well, so you had to carry the kid's birth certificate in order to play little league, little kid soccer, but to be president, you don't got to pony up your birth certificate. There's relevance here.
I guess there's relevance. Well, you know what? There's also, and I think that the reason that people latch on to sports is because we really don't have anything else where we get together and we go for a common goal and you have that adrenaline rush. I think sports actually does teach a lot of kids discipline.
Absolutely.
And respect and goal-oriented behavior. You know, reach out for that goal, work hard for it. But the problem is, a lot of that does not go into the real world beyond, you know, they lose it as they go to college or they get that first job. And then they try to latch onto it again by thinking that they're part of the Yankees or the Mets. They don't really learn the things that they learned. Again, coming together, common goals, the greater good, you know, working towards a goal. Instead, they're like, the goal they're working towards is to see their team win the pennant.
And even you, in your analysis there, went back to New York, didn't you? Yankees are the Mets, you see?
I can't help myself.
Guilty.
I am.
You are
I
guilty.
Am. We're going to get into this Facebook police raided my family barbecue. We've reported on this before. Federal agencies surveilling Facebook. Local police broke up a prom party. They're like, no, New Jersey kids, no prom party for you. How dare you put it on Facebook? And this is even worse. This is a SWAT team saying it was a raid, guns drawn. We're going to get into that in a moment, but we're going to take some calls. Chris in Missouri. Chris hung up, so we're going to go to John in Texas. John, you're on the line.
Is that me?
That's you.
Okay. Are you taking any calls on 911?
Let's hear what you got to say, sir.
There's a website called Architects and Engineers for 911 Truth. Have you covered that?
Oh, of course. We've had Richard Gage on this program and my program several times. I've interviewed Stephen Jones on several occasions. We're well aware of the latest paperwork where they published the findings of unexploded thermite in the dust about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Big fans of their work.
Okay. I can't get you in San Antonio. What mm-hmm. station are you on?
We're on 90.1 over in Austin, Texas, but you can listen to us obviously streaming live now at Infowars.com, or you can watch the video over at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, I mean, if you're just learning about
you're
this program...
You're 90.1 on what now?
90.1 in Austin, Texas, sir. I don't know if it's going to reach as long as San Antonio, unfortunately. But go to the web.
That's straight line stuff, energy, isn't it?
What's straight line energy?
Probably not going to reach down here.
No.
You don't have a low frequency?
I think there's a shortwave. You got to go to the website to find out, sir. I thank you for the call. I hope that you can get in touch. It sounds like it's a newer listener if he doesn't know that this show promotes Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Yeah, that last little bit that came out 3 weeks ago, I mean, why isn't that mainstream headlines all over the world?
It might even be 6 weeks ago, seven weeks ago, yeah.
However long ago it was. I mean, when you have unexploded super thermite in all the dust samples that are tested, mm-hmm. and when the scientists put it in their little gizmo and they heat it up and it goes... boom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is unreal. proof. This is like fingerprints all over the bloody knives everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So why isn't it being covered by the mainstream media, Jason? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, because the mainstream media is so good, and they have our best interests at heart, so they have to lie to us sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's not in our best interest to know that unexploded superthermite is all over the World Trade Center dust, and we lack an explanation.
No, you don't understand. Planes cause buildings to fall on top of themselves in uniform fashion at unprecedented speeds.
Even when they don't hit the building.
Yes. Building seven to fall down. Yes.
But this superthermite thing, I mean, this is scientific, peer reviewed. I mean, somebody tell me how unexploded superthermite got in the World Trade Center dust, please.
Let's talk for a second about that, because, you know, we're almost 8 years after 9/11. There have been zero instances where, quote-unquote, terrorists were able to smuggle explosives into anywhere in the United States. However, the U.S. government, through drills and exercises, was able to get explosives into 10 buildings. Over the last couple of years.
Amazing.
That's weird.
I just want to know,
real people can't do it, Bob, and the terrorists can't do it, but the government seems to be able to do it.
Well, obviously, Al-Qaeda must be way more sophisticated than we think they are, boy. For them to be able to bring all that tons of super thermite into those buildings and hook it all up.
And ram planes into there for no apparent reason.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it makes a ton of sense.
It's a huge, huge uncovered story in the mainstream media, and they're still complicit with it. Completely, completely complicit. They're totally controlled.
I absolutely agree. Larry in California. Larry, you're on the line.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jason.
You got it.
I just wanted to mention something. I actually had court the other day, and I wanted to bring out how they're using the draft for young men that are in court for, like, child support and unemployed. I was... like number 10 on the list to be called up, and every single guy before me, because I sat in the front row, I could hear everything the public defender guy could say and everything, and every young man that was up there was asked if he had signed up for selective services, and they really kind of, it was like the guy was pushing it.
So you really think that maybe they might be gearing up to open up either the draft, in other words, military conscription, or perhaps a military force in the United States where they would have to draft from? You know, they did just make the DHS officially part of the NSA, Bob.
No, they did? Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Not that it's much difference, but now they're just admitting that DHS is going to be absorbed by the National Security Agency, and DHS was only put into place, supposedly, even though it was on the shelf and the paperwork was all there, and they just seemed to spring this new administration into life, this new bureaucracy, because of 9/11, Bob.
Yeah, the concept of the Department of Homeland Security, which just sounds so Teutonic, you know. A
little Deutschland?
Yeah, a little Deutschland. Was in place before September 11th, and, you know, then they use it as an excuse.
Yeah.
Period. That's not even debatable.
I'm with you. We're going to go to Trey in Texas in just a moment, but I want to read this story. Facebook police raided my family barbecue. You don't think they're surveilling what's on the internet? Folks, people are profiling themselves on another level more than ever before, Bob. What they're doing is they're putting out every 15 minutes, this is my status, this is my mood, I'm over here, I'm over there, text me, I'm Twittering from the mall. You know, literally people are giving Big Brother what they want on another level. And then somebody like this who thinks that Facebook is just fun and games and he's going to just be able to network with 15 or 20 friends, riot police stormed a 30th birthday party for just 15 people and shut it down, thinking it was a rave because it was advertised on Facebook. Hey, it's my birthday party. Everybody come down. SWAT team. Four police cars, a riot van, and a helicopter were involved in a swoop on Andrew Poole's gathering for his family and friends. He was just about to light the barbecue and had not even turned on the music. Hadn't even put up the music yet when the gazebo suddenly started flipping wildly and the sound of a chopper blade filled the air. Eight officers wearing camouflage trousers and body armor jumped out and demanded that the rave be shut down. Mr. Poole said, "We were nowhere near anyone. We weren't even playing music. What effectively the police did was come in and stop 15 people eating burgers."
They didn't even, they weren't even invited. Huh?
The party was organized using the Create an Event facility on Facebook. And you've seen, I don't know, are you on the Facebook?
No.
You're not on the Facebook?
No, I'm not on the
Facebook. I'm on the Facebook. And I prefer MySpace because there's too much of these apps and these events and become a fan type things on Facebook. But I'll tell you what, I found some of my top news stories, not from the Router's Wire, although I pulled a lot from the Router's Wire, but from my little Facebook profile that people post on. And we actually had, who was it, Congressman Joseph Pitts doing a one-minute speech on the House floor about abortion, eugenics, and population control.
Yeah, I heard
and,
that one.
Yeah, it was really good. And that's what I use the Facebook for. I don't use it to do these events and let people spy on me. I don't update my mood. I tend not to post pictures of myself, but then I'll go to an event. Like I'll go to New York for one of my alumni weekends, and all of a sudden there's 20 pictures of me drinking beer on the internet. You know, so people don't realize, and that's just, you know, one or two events, you know, during the year. Some people post weekly on this thing. Like every weekend, they're posting all their pictures. They don't understand the negative effects, the impact of that, the Big Brother aspects. And we're going to get into that on the other side. Facebook police raided my family barbecue. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Once again, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Vermes sitting in. We are with Bob Dacey in studio, streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going over this Facebook story. Apparently, they shut the whole thing down. I mean, they didn't say, oh, it looks like there's only 15 people here. No, they came in, guns a-blazing, helicopter swooped in. Eight people, think about that, eight police officers for 15 people. That's a little better than a 2-to-1 ratio, actually, Bob, and two cops for every person. I guess Mr. Poole said he spent, but this is out in the UK, by the way, he spent £800 on food and a refrigerator. You know, he tried to cater the event, and they didn't like how it was being advertised on the internet as an all-night party. So this is Big Brother in every sense of the word, and what people have to understand is when they join a group or they become a fan of something, sometimes these are undercover officers posing as other people so that they can see you in their little news feed, okay? And they are tracking and tracing and databasing all these kids, and it's not just kids because this is something that's, I mean, this is a 30-year-old guy. I would hardly call him a kid. This is his 30th birthday party. And it is a social networking site that, you know, more and more middle-aged and older people are using because they see the power of it as yet another tool to enslave or empower. But this is just outrageous.
I don't know. Why don't they just go out and fight some real crime or something? I mean, the cops in the country all the time do something stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, here in Austin, several years ago, Alex was all over this. Some lady out in West Austin somewhere gets this helicopter SWAT team stomping on her property because some fool thought that she was growing marijuana in her backyard. I mean, they got a SWAT team, helicopters, guns drawn, the whole nine yards, ordering everybody to the ground to inspect what turned out to be a real common weed that grows all over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the sheriff's department under, I forgot the name.
And this was just an old woman, right?
Yeah, just an old lady. And here comes the SWAT team.
Well, it shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, H.R. 1444 is now being passed around Congress where they're not only talking about compulsory service, they're talking about specifically getting the baby boomer generation involved in this compulsory service and how they'll fit in.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Yeah, 60-plus-year-old people should really have to serve in a city or some other kind of a AmeriCorps brigade.
Or we can pick up the aluminum cans and donate them to the cause or something.
All right, let's go to some calls. Let's go to Trey in Texas. Trey, you're online.
Jason, did they have a permit for that burger party? Is that the problem?
Do you think that somebody should have to have a permit for 15 people
no.
eating burgers in the country? I mean, you look at the shot, and I don't know if these guys, this got brought into me, so I didn't send them a link on prisonplanet.tv, but it's a small blue tent. I think in the small blue tent, they're showing you a very minimalized sound system that was not even plugged in yet. This is 4 p.m. when they got raided. They didn't even plug in the music, but there's trees everywhere. It doesn't even look like the guy has neighbors.
Oh, but how dare they assemble without permission?
Maybe they raided the place because they were cooking meat, and we all know meat is not sustainable.
That's true.
What else you got for me, Trey?
Jason, I was watching the Today Show yesterday morning, and there was a short segment where they were commenting that Hillary has been noticeably absent recently from many of her typical duties. They cut to a short scene of Hillary speaking with Senator Rockefeller in preparation to provide a briefing to President Obama, and in between the phrases of the voiceover of the Today Show correspondent, you can clearly hear what Hillary is saying to Senator Rockefeller in the background. And what she said was, "I have been briefing the inner agency on what has been going on inside the camps." I can only speculate as to what she's referring to, but, of course, I hit record on the TiVo and watched it several times. And, you know, some of these people have this perverse pleasure from publicly displaying their power. I just thought it was rather
odd. Well,
you
know, her talking to Rockefeller kind of makes me think that this might be a cybersecurity thing or her absence. I mean, we know that he's starting a new cybersecurity office. We know that he has somebody in mind as a quote-unquote czar. So without seeing the clip, I really can't make any comments. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.